Santa Claus, please.
Speaking.
Hey, Santa, it's the Musers at the ticket.
Merry Christmas. How are my favorite Musers doing?
Great. Merry Christmas,
Santa.
Have you both been good boys?
Oh, yes.
I think so. Yeah.
I don't want to have to bring you coal.
No.
Not this year.
Oh, the elves have been busy in the workshop.
Oh, good.
Making toys.
No, making proprietary blue meth.
What? What's
really
happening up there?
The whole North Pole operation the past 3 years or so. You know, it turns out there's a lot more profit margin in meth than there is in wooden toys, believe it or not.
Oh, but, my gosh. Come on.
Santa's
they're busy. These are all new elves, too.
This is not supposed to be about profit.
All new elves. The last crop of elves tried to unionize, so I hooked a garden hose to the back of the sleigh and snaked it into the workshop ventilation system. And,
oh, my gosh, Santa.
Took care of that union effort, but...
Santa's breaking bad, huh?
Left me a little shorthanded for a few weeks there, but we're all on track now.
Okay, so we're getting ready for Christmas.
We are. Everyone wants to know how Rudolph is doing.
Yes.
That's always the number one question.
Sure. Yes. What is Rudolph up to?
He hasn't been doing much. In fact, he's been in the same place for 6 months.
Hmm.
Yeah, we buried him up on the ridge behind the barn.
Santa.
Guy.
Yeah, beside a little evergreen that he favored. But yeah, it was a weird deal. Polar bear got after him pretty good.
Yeah, that'll happen in nature.
Mrs. Claus stumbled upon the scene the next morning. She was pretty shaken up. I mean, so we gathered him up, at least as much of him as we could find. And
oh, my gosh. Santa.
I mean, the debris field was about a half mile long, but...
Did you find the nose, at least?
But we gathered him up, we buried him. Bear came in a week later, dug up the remains, and took the rest. Now, no, he did leave the red nose, Craig. So that's good news, since that's the only part anyone cared about anyway. So we got the red nose, and, you know, Rudolph lived a troubled life.
No, he didn't. He had a great life.
George, come on. He was eating up with STDs. You knew that.
No, he wasn't.
And he also had about 114 kids that he never took care of.
Oh, no.
Really delinquent father.
It's just kind of the reindeer life there, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I think he divorced Clarice back in 2008, and after that, he really went off the deep end.
But, that's terrible.
But, you know, I mean, the investigators were out here gone for about a month and a half, but we got a pretty clear picture of what went on. Turns out that polar bear was his cocaine dealer. Rudolph owed him a lot of money, but...
Don't
worry, we'll transplant Rudy's nose onto Comet, and we won't miss a beat. That's a good news.
We don't have to know how all the sausage is made, Santa. Just tell us good things about Christmas.
Speaking of sausage, Vixen made some pretty good sausage last winter.
All right.
you mentioned briefly your wife, Mrs. Claus. How's she doing?
Oh, she's fine. She's fine.
Good.
I hear she's fine.
What do you mean you hear she's fine?
Well, George, you know, we've had a turbulent marriage. I mean, 2,000 years is a long time to be married.
Well, yeah, but you're Santa.
Especially when you share a bathroom. I mean, come on.
That would get old.
Yeah, I mean, you argue about the same things over and over. You get annoyed the way they smack certain foods. And most importantly, when it comes to doing mommy-daddy stuff in the bed, I'm trying to keep this clean for the kids, you understand?
Yeah, but, you've really tried hard.
And it's hard to explain to kids, so let me just put it this way. Think of it this way, kids. Spelunking is fun, but you get tired of exploring the same cave over and over again.
That's a message from Santa to the kids.
So you do what you can. You bring in a third, then you disagree on who. You want to bring in a hot nurse. She wants to bring in a point guard. You know, you got to.
All right. Stop it.
It's a negotiation.
Stop.
You know, then you try to open the marriage, and then she ends up leaving you for Trista Thompson. The whole deal.
Santa.
But it's okay, kids. Don't worry about it. Old Santa's going to find a new Mrs. Claus very soon.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll skip that one.
Tearing up on Tinder, kids.
Oh,
I mean, I've made a bunch of MILFs become very naughty.
All right.
Hey, I've learned a few things, too. I mean, well, back when I was dating Mrs. Claus all those centuries ago, I mean, times have changed. You ever heard of reverse cowgirl? I mean, I didn't even know that was a thing.
Make it stop, Santa.
And I can't believe how many women are into choking. What?
All right, Santa. That is it. Can we get back to Christmas?
Yes, let's get back to Christmas.
Okay.
But before we do, can I apologize for something?
I guess.
I want to apologize for the comments I made on Rogan. I'd had about a fifth of whiskey when Joe asked if I agreed with Kanye. I wasn't thinking, and I apologize.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't even hear that. About that.
I was wasted. But, yeah, George, listen, I got your letter, your Christmas letter.
Oh, good, good.
I can't believe you've been writing me all these years.
Yeah.
All these years. A lot of adults forget to write Santa, but, yeah. And I appreciate
it. And mainly
that.
I just say thank you for being you, Santa.
That was very sweet. You said some very kind things, and I... And as far as your request, I can get you the new Gibson J45.
Whoa.
I can get you that. But I can't disable Pat Green's voice and sever the tendons in Randy Rogers' picking hand. You really shouldn't wish for that.
I did not wish for that.
Awful.
I would never wish for that.
And Craig, I got your letter.
Oh, good.
And I can't do anything about your unwanted feelings. In fact, I would say society is now very accepting. So,
okay, well,
I say go for it, but of course there's no guarantee that DJ feels the same way.
Well, I appreciate the advice.
And DJ, I got your letter too.
Oh, DJ sent him a letter.
And I understand why you're asking for what you're asking for, but let's just say I can't get rid of the muser so you can ascend.
Oh, DJ.
At least not right now, but soon, my friend, soon.
Maybe next year.
Hang in there, DJ. And DJ, well, I know at the end of your letter you asked me what I was thankful for, and I appreciate that. And I have to say, I'm thankful for my doctor. Yeah. Because he says with experimental drugs, my chances are close to 15% survival. So
fingers crossed.
Oh, so thank you, Dr. Rosenholly. Appreciate it.
Fingers crossed.
Shout out to everyone out there. And I wish everyone a very happy Christmas.
Yay. Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas. And I want to apologize for what I did 2 years ago when I opened that lab door in Wuhan.
Oh, okay. Santa. Jeez.
Merry Christmas.
All right, we'll see ya. There goes Santa. We're very, very sorry.